It is Tuesday, March the 5th, 2013. I am Steve Groek, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, gerweck.net, your source on the World Wide Web for all your pro wrestling news since 1997. And something we used to cover back in 2000 and 2001 is popping up again. The Women of Wrestling with Dave McLean is back. They're taping their next set of tapings is on March the 9th in Las Vegas. And I have one of the original stars with me, the very beautiful, the very talented Lana Starr. How are you doing today, Lana?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. And it seems like we probably should have hooked up before because I was a big fan of the original Women of Wrestling in 2000, as I was telling you offline. It used to air like late night in my area, and I would just tape it and watch it next day because I liked the characters. I thought it was an interesting story that you guys were characterizing on television, and it's good to see that Women of Wrestling is coming back. But I want to ask you originally about the original series in 2000. How did that come to be? How did you get affiliated with Women of Wrestling, and did you have any sort of training or any background in wrestling when that opportunity came about?
Well, back then I had an agent who called me and sent me on an audition, and he said it was for a wrestling show, and I was very excited. And when I got to the audition, he kept calling and calling, and I'm like, what are you calling for? I'm at the audition now. And he's like, you have to leave. It's to be a wrestler. And I'm like, yeah, like, hence the name, like, Women of Wrestling. And he's like, oh, I thought it was to be a host. And I'm like, but I want to be a wrestler. And he's like, you do? And I'm like, yeah, I've always wanted to be a wrestler. When I was little, I said to my dad, when I grow up, I want to be either a wrestler or a football player. And so that opportunity came about, and I was very excited. And then later on, after the first run of WOW, I was in the Lingerie Bowl for three seasons, the football league. And
right.
Yeah, we were the championship team in 2006, the team I was on. So I got to fulfill the two things I said to my dad. I'm like, I want to be a wrestler and I want to be a football player. And my dad was probably like, are you sure you don't want to be like a cheerleader? But no. So I've been really lucky, you know, and at WOW, they had us go through training, and they cut people after a certain amount of time if they weren't keeping up. We had like fitness tests, and luckily I made it all the way through. And then I went into full-time training back then, which was 5 days a week until we finally performed our first matches in the Great Western Forum.
Because I know the original series, as I said, it was actually syndicated, aired in my area. And I don't believe it's currently scheduled in my area, but I guess, you know, check your local listing. I know it's airing in Las Vegas. 100 stations it originally aired on in the original run. Any idea how many outlets you currently have?
Oh, right now the show is actually, the old show is running in Nevada, and we have parts in it where it's me and my new assistant slash manager, Kitty. We've done little skits that they've cut into the new episode, or into the old episodes, promoting the new WOW. And right now we're taping all of our new shows for distribution on television for our new TV deal. So the matches that we have been doing will come out eventually. People are always asking, well, where can we see it? We don't live in Nevada. And I just want everybody to know that they will be coming out. One way or another, you are going to see everything we've taped.
I was going to ask you, too, because I know Ring of Honor Wrestling, they have Sinclair Television, which broadcasts their TV shows, but they also, there's certain markets that don't have access to a Sinclair station, so what they do is they stream the show on their website. Is there any chance we might see some of the WOW episodes on the website?
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm sure they're going to try and build up our online presence a lot. I don't know for sure what they can do right now since they're working on the TV deal, what they can and can't release. So it's always a possibility in the future.
Okay. So I guess stay tuned. Obviously, the official website is wowe.com. You can check out the schedules. You can check out the women they have currently booked. And which originals are they using in the new series?
We have myself, Jungle Girl, Loka, who's part of Caged Heat, Delta Lotta of Pain, who's part of Caged Heat, Jade, and we just got Paradise back, so she's going to be at the new show March the 9th in Vegas, so that'll be her first return, so that's pretty cool. So right now, six. I don't know if any more are going to be coming, but that's who we have right now. It's very fun.
Have there been certain girls that have turned it down? Is there, obviously, I would think some of them have moved on to other projects. Is that?
I don't know. I'm not sure who they reached out to and who they didn't. There's, you know, I'm sure a lot of girls have moved away. I don't even know if they'd be able to get in contact with them because it was a long time ago. And then there's other girls that, yeah, I think some of the girls might have gone on to other things. They might have families. They might have real normal jobs. I don't know.
After the series ended, did you keep in contact with many of the girls?
Not so much. Just Lotus, who her name is Jamie Kim. Me and her were, you know, friends, are still friends. So just basically her. A lot of the other girls I would run into occasionally, like the Beach Patrol girls. I would see them at different events or, you know, jobs or conventions. But other than that, I didn't see many. Loka, because we were on it, we worked on another wrestling show together.
Yeah, I interviewed Terry Powers back in the day when she was the women of wrestling champion. So,
oh, Terry Gold.
Terry Gold, I'm sorry. Right.
I knew there was another wrestler named Terry Powers. That's why.
Right. It was Tori in mm-hmm. WWE, mm-hmm. DX Tori. Some people maybe remember her from that run. What is she doing nowadays? Is she doing anything wrestling related?
The last I heard that she has a fitness line, a fitness clothing line. And I think she's with her family and she's got some cute kids, I think.
Now, as I remember the original show, I believe, wasn't it towards the end you actually won the women's championship?
It was actually after the show was not airing anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish
so
I,
when the
I
show went off the air,
What
a travesty of justice there. I mean, you were all set to win that championship, and then it went off the air, and then you won the championship. So
yes.
are you still the official champion?
I'm still the official champion. As of today, I'm defending it again on Saturday. The Saturday coming up against one of the girls, Spike, who I did beat last time. So I'm hoping that... You know, I'm going to. I have faith in myself.
after the show went off the air from the original series, obviously you guys are still running shows. How long did you run once the show had finished airing on syndication?
About another year. Some people went on and, you know, kept wrestling for a long time. But we were taping some shows here in Los Angeles. I guess they were, you know, hoping that maybe we would do something with them. Maybe they were going to come out on video or tape them for another show. And we kept wrestling. So that was when that happened.
What was it like working with Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Oh, that was pretty amazing for me because, you know, I was a huge fan of wrestling back then. So I was listening to his commentary during my matches. And at one point he said, Lone Star has the voice of an angel. And it just made me laugh so much. And I'm like, oh, my God, Bobby Heenan just said that. That is the best thing that's probably happened to me in my career. And that was when my voice was really whiny and wow. So I thought that was hysterical. He's like such an awesome heel.
And, of course, the original announcer was, what, Lee Marshall at the time?
Yes.
And who's going to be doing the announcing for the new show?
We have this guy. He's amazing. His name is Dan Masters, and he's been on the East Coast. He announces for a lot of shows, and we're so lucky to have him out here. He's really good. I think that a lot of people are going to be really impressed with his work.
So in the original series, when it finished airing, you guys were still running shows. Was the idea that you'd still get another television deal or get a new investor, or what was the idea, you know, once the show had left the airwaves?
I believe that's what was the idea. I think the ones of us that kept wrestling just did it because we really liked it. And we were like, okay, if we have the opportunity to do it, we are going to keep doing it. But I think that's what, you know, the bosses wanted.
And who are the official financial backers for this project?
Well, the owners are, again, David McLean, Jeannie Buss from the Lakers, Rand Cap. He was a producer. He lives in Las Vegas. And that's about all I know.
They keep you in the dark, don't they?
I'm kind of in the dark, yes. You know, I don't ask a lot of questions. I've just learned over the years, for me, like, in business, it's better just to, like, show up, do your job, and you don't get involved in anything.
Talk about working for Dave McLean. Obviously, we see him as the promoter on television, obviously a TV character. What is Dave like kind of away from the camera?
He's almost the same. He's probably a little bit nicer off of the camera. But David McLean is David McLean. You know, what you see is what you get. He's like, he's an entertainer himself. So, but he's very smart, very, got a great business mind. I think when he sets his mind to something, he can do anything. So it's very cool working with somebody that's so ambitious.
Now, once the Women of Wrestling folded or officially stopped running shows, where did you go from there? Where have you been kind of the last handful of years?
Modeling and acting, mostly, you know, a lot of modeling. Here and there, I would do wrestling-related things. I shot, like, a commercial for Tag Body Spray where I was wrestling in that. I shot a couple pilots for other wrestling shows. But mostly, a lot of, you know, I have campaigns with different lingerie companies or bikini companies. And so I'll go and do all their appearances and shoot their ads and their catalogs and, I mean, it's kept me busy for a long time.
Was there any feelers either from WWE or TNA to, you know, work for either of those companies?
Nothing from TNA, but WWE, I guess a lot of the girls have the same agent that I did at the time, and so they called my agent and asked if I would be interested in going out to a show. And so I flew to, I think it was North Carolina, and I appeared on an episode where I was doing the limbo contest that Chris Jericho was hosting, and all the girls were in it, and I ended up being in the limbo contest, and I didn't do that well in the contest, but it was a really fun experience, you know. I was first supposed to be his assistant where I was holding the limbo pole, but then he asked me to be in the contest, and yeah, kind of wiped out, but that's okay. It was really fun. I was really happy to go, and, you know, everybody there is super nice, so, and I knew some of the girls before, so it was very interesting for me.
Did you get a chance to meet Vince McMahon?
I didn't meet Vince, no. I met pretty much everybody else.
So at that time, were you kind of lobbying? You know, like, I know you said you wanted to, you know, your goal was to either be a football player or a wrestler, and obviously there's not a lot of chances in football for women right now, although I hear there's a woman that's going to try out for the NFL, but in general, obviously going into wrestling is kind of the way to go. Did you, I guess, you know, put feelers out to both companies? Were your agent calling them? Were you trying to get work with either company?
I think at that time I had already done the wrestling and I wanted to do more acting and modeling, and I hadn't even thought about it really in years. And then when my agent called and said that they had contacted him, I was like, oh, you know, sure, that's cool. Like, I'll give it, you know, a shot. That sounds fun. But it wasn't something I was actively pursuing at the time. I think maybe like a few years after that, I was a lot more interested in it, but still, I was so busy doing everything else that I wasn't really looking or aggressively pursuing anything.
No, it's interesting because a lot of times models like to use the WWE to obviously propel their career, but, you know, listening to your story, you wanted to be a wrestler, you wanted to take the bumps in the ring, and at the same time, I don't know if they're advantageous, because obviously if you get bumped or bruised or scarred or you know, it's not great for your photo opportunities. So have you had any injuries, any bruises or bumps from wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, I've always got some bruises or some bumps, but I've had my knee, like, pop out a joint a couple of times and hit my head, and it's not good, but it's just what you've got to do, and especially if you really love it. And I wouldn't be one of those people that wanted to use it to propel my other things. I kind of wanted to do the modeling and the acting, but do the wrestling because that's what I love, not to, like, help me out in my other things. I kind of wanted to already do the other things so then I could be, like, for now, be, like, back into wrestling. Like, I've done it, even gotten the other things out of my system. Right now I can concentrate on just wrestling. So I'm kind of the opposite of the girls that might be trying to use wrestling to their advantage from the modeling,
yeah,
to get into modeling and acting.
I have to be honest, when I first heard about you and that you wanted to be a wrestler, I thought that was so odd because usually really attractive, beautiful women don't want to get into wrestling because obviously they don't want to get the bumps, they don't want to get the bruises, but you were just wanting to do it. That's awesome. I think that's just tremendous.
Yeah, I've always kind of like aggressive sports. After wrestling ended, I was like, well, for me, after then, I'm like, what can I do now? I'm like, maybe I should take up boxing. I'm always thinking of something that's probably going to, like, ruin my source of income. But it's just things that are interesting to me, and that's what I like.
Well, if you want to get real adventurous, of course, you could do mixed martial arts.
Yes, I think that's really adventurous. I don't know. We'll see in a couple of years. I seem to change my mind.
Yeah, I mean, the UFC finally brought women's fighting to the UFC for the longest time. Dana White wouldn't even consider, you know, booking women's fights, and now he's doing it. So that's interesting.
And it's very popular too.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Talk about the lingerie ball.
I heard they just changed the name because it was LFL, Lingerie Football League, and now they've changed it to Legends Football League because they don't want to really associate themselves with that anymore, with the lingerie part.
Oh, they're not wearing lingerie anymore?
I think they're going to be wearing real outfits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So your games, are they online? Is anybody... Can anybody see those lingerie bowls that you were in?
I'm not sure. I know that we were at we had a pay-per-view for the halftime show during Super Bowl, and that's when my team won because I was on a team called the New York Euphoria, and I played center. So, it was a fun experience. Like, that was hard, too. If you missed a practice or if you were late, you got fined, and it was a lot of money that you got. You got fined. They would take it out of your check. So everybody was very much on time.
So did you play sports in high school then?
I did. I played all the sports and did track and all that. So I've always liked athletic things. I think that I'm competitive. But I'm a good sport. I'm not one of those competitive people that is a poor loser or a poor sport.
Well, usually the really attractive girls like to do the, you know, modeling, and they would usually start with cheerleading or something like that. So you were actually an athlete. You didn't do the cheerleading thing.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Sure. That doesn't sound like very fun for me. When I was in high school, I was like, no.
So what was your dad's reaction when he's in a lingerie bowl?
Oh, my dad. Well, he actually thought that was really cool. My dad is a huge football fan. So he's like... Oh, my daughter's in the center. So I think they're expecting something completely different than what I am. Because I'm a smaller now than I was on the original WOW. So people are like, you're the center? I was probably the smallest girl on the team. And I'm like, yeah, I'm the center. Yeah, but my dad was all for that.
What's like, obviously you portray a certain character on television. What's like the biggest misconception people have about you? In general?
That, I don't know. I'll read things online and I'm like, seriously, like, the things that people think that I really am. Like, nobody in real life can go around acting completely like that. Even though it's a little bit of me, it's Lana Starr is me times 10. I just pump everything up. Maybe it's things I want to say or I want to do, but I'm not really a horrible person in real life. I'm pretty nice. I remember back in the old days, I had hit Randy Rara in a match and she was blinded and everybody was like, people were writing online, I'm going to sign Lana Starr and kill her for blinding Randy Rara. And I'm like, wow, please don't. So, yeah, I'm kind of nicer than people think.
You know, did you ever think, you know, when women wrestling was on in 2000 that maybe WWE kind of parried it a little bit, maybe took some ideas that maybe they shaped the way they booked their divas in WWE?
Perhaps. I think everybody uses a little something from everything. Like if you watch something, you're like, oh, that's a good idea. So I'm not going to say totally, but I could see it possibly happening. And after WoW ended, I was a little bit sad. So I stopped watching wrestling for a little bit. So I didn't see immediately like the first year after anything that happened. But I've heard different stories that are like, oh, that's very similar. But I think everything comes around and everybody uses something from here, something from there. It's like inevitable.
I think you would really fit in because, you know, one time they were very heavy in the Attitude Era. They were doing like bra and panty matches and they had all these potato sack matches. So they were doing all kinds of different things with the women. And mm-hmm. It wasn't just so much of them actually squaring off against each other. So,
yeah.
You know, how would you have felt about, hey, let's do a bra and panties match?
Oh, back then, I totally would have been down for it. Now, I feel like this is my second, you know, my opportunity. I've come back. So I want to wrestle and I want to, like, be better than before. So I'm not looking for now. I'm not interested in anything like that. I want to, you know, train hard and I want to be better. So that's not going to help anybody be better.
So with the new WoW, are they going to book more on athletic ability? Are we going to see more in-ring matches and in-ring styles in the new product?
I think that people will be really surprised and very impressed. The girls are amazing, and we have, you know, great wrestlers and veterans like Amber and Santana. We have some more girls that are coming. I don't think I'm allowed to say who yet. So I think people are going to be really excited and impressed, and there's been a lot of hard work, and I think everybody's trying to do the best, and I'm trying to improve. I think wrestling is going to be, it's going to be very, like, based on that. There's still going to be the storylines, because obviously each character is a character. We're kind of like superheroes, so it's going to be character-based, but I think the wrestling is going to be impressive.
I would think now with you doing TV shows, the ultimate goal, I know they did a pay-per-view back in the original run. Is the idea to eventually build towards a pay-per-view event?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but probably. I wish I had a better answer for that, but I don't know. I just know what days of wrestling and I show up.
You show up and do your job, right?
Yeah, I do. I don't complain. I don't ask for anything. I just kind of try and keep my life, like, mellow and easy breezy.
I've obviously talked to a lot of beautiful women, and a lot of them seem to be the diva type, you know, where they want things their way. And you seemed very easygoing, laid back, and, you know, obviously a great interview subject.
Thank you so much. I mean, I'm a girl. I want everything to go my way, but I'm not going to go out of my way to make it difficult for other people or be annoying, because over the years I've noticed the people that don't ask for things or don't give the diva attitude, a lot of good things happen to you because you're not being an annoying person.
What was it like working at the LA Forum?
That was very awesome. just to be able to say that you performed at the Great Western Forum, that's huge. It was really fun. And, you know, because it was in Los Angeles and all of our friends and family could come and it was close. So it was, I really loved it. It was fun. I mean, it would be cool to do some shows in Los Angeles, but the people in Las Vegas at the Eastside Cannery, they treat us so well. So it's like a second home. It's fun. If I wasn't doing it in L.A., I guess I would want to be doing it in Vegas.
Were the L.A. Lakers hitting on you?
No, we never saw them. We didn't see much of anybody when we were there. I don't know. We were always there in the daytime. Maybe some, like, crew would be walking around, but no. I didn't see anyone. Oh. No good stories.
Did you suffer any injuries doing the Lingerie Bowl?
No, I did not. But unfortunately, we played against one of the teams that was called the Chicago Bliss, and Jenny McCarthy's sister was on that team, and she broke her ankle playing against us. And then Jenny McCarthy was one of the announcers, and so she hated our team because she thought we, well, our team did injure her sister, but not on purpose. But she kind of, like, during the announcing, we, like, say horrible things about our team, and we were like, man, we didn't do it on purpose. So there's a little story.
Now, you're not currently playing lingerie football, right?
No, I stopped years ago.
You retired?
I retired as a champion, yes.
You went out on top, right?
Yes, I did. But we even got really cool lingerie bowl, like, rings for when we won it, and they're full of pink diamonds, like Super Bowl rings. Pink diamonds. It was really cool.
Talk about the – didn't you do Wrestlelicious also?
Yes. That was in 2008. We taped those in Tampa. And I think we taped for like 4 days, and that was really cool for me too because Jimmy Hart was involved, and I'm like the hugest Hart Foundation fan, so I was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of awesome. So yeah, that was fun, and I played Malibu McKenzie on that. And I was a face, so that was different.
Yeah, I was going to say, a polar opposite of your WoW character.
I know. Yeah. And I was kind of like a surfer chick. And, you know, I do live in L.A., but I'm not that big of a fan of the ocean. So that was interesting.
Well, obviously now you got a chance to play babyface and heel. Which do you prefer?
Heel. But I would do whatever. You know, I could totally do it. Sometimes I'll be like goofing around. I'll act like one of the stars of face. And I'm like, that's kind of funny. But I do like being a heel. That's my thing.
You have to be careful with Jimmy Hart, because I know at that time he was also doing the naked women of wrestling.
I didn't know that.
It was one of his side projects that I think he did a couple of shows, but I don't think he ever went anywhere. So
did Carmen Electra do that too?
I think she did.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember
she did.
There was
yeah.
a casting yeah. or something, and I'm like, what? Why is she doing that?
I only remember a couple of the girls doing that, but yeah, I think that's correct. I think she was,
yeah.
I think she was kind of the official hostess of the show, and then they were trying to get on pay-per-views and things, and I don't think it ever really took off. But
whoa, I'm amazed that couldn't get on pay-per-view. That would seems like it would easily get on pay-per-view.
Well, I think maybe it was just to prove the point that, you know, us wrestling fans want to see the women actually wrestle.
That's so good. That's a nice way.
Fully
to
naked.
Yeah. That doesn't. I mean, to me, obviously, because I have a different opinion than a guy, I wouldn't want to watch that, but I could maybe see a guy thinking that might be interesting.
I mean, generally, we watch guys wrestle in their underwear, so. But
yeah, true.
You know, that's what we do. We appreciate a beautiful woman, but we don't, I mean, we actually watch wrestling because we like wrestling. I know it's a novel idea, but that's probably why that didn't go anywhere.
If you put knee pads and boots on somebody, it doesn't seem like they're wrestling in their underwear. it seems like a whole outfit if there's knee pads and the boots, so I don't get it like that.
Have you met a lot of the wrestlers? Do you know a lot of the WWE characters, personalities?
No, just a few over the years. Like, I've worked different jobs where, you know, I've ended up working with one, or, you know, I knew some of the girls I used to be on, like Christy Hemme and Candice Michelle. I worked with Candice a lot before she was on WWE, and I worked with Tess back, you know, a long time ago, and Chris Jericho. So those are really the only ones, I think. I met China. I met her at a lot of different events. But that's about it.
I don't think you want to run into China nowadays.
I think the last time I saw her was in, like, 2009. Yeah, 2009.
She's got a different line of work nowadays.
I heard, yeah. The last time I saw her, I was eating with her at the Playboy Mansion. We were sitting at the same table, and she was really sweet.
So did you actually ever appear in Playboy magazine?
I have been in different Playboy shoes. I've had, like, write-ups in the front section of Playboy, and I've been in all of the party pictures, and I used to do the Playboy special editions and Playboy Cyber Girls. So I've worked with them for a long time, and it's always fun. It's a very nice company to work for.
Well, now that they're doing the Women of Wrestling again, maybe they could do a full feature on you.
That would be very cool. That would be very cool. There's a lot of girls, because we could do a whole
True.
Feature with a bunch of us. That'd be really interesting. They haven't done one with a lot of the girls for a long, long time.
The Women of Wrestling in Playboy magazine.
Let's put it out there into the universe.
You, if you're listening out there.
Yes.
Or whoever's actually running Playboy nowadays. I don't think he's probably involved in the day-to-day operations anymore, but actually I think it's his daughter, isn't it, that does?
I don't think she's there anymore, but I do think
okay.
he has final say over everything. I think he does
okay.
the final edits still. Pretty impressive.
He's pretty busy with his playmates there. I don't know if he has time to...
Well, he just got married on New Year's Eve.
I heard that. So yeah. He's actually settling down in his old age, huh?
I guess as much as he can.
So what is what's a typical day like for Lana Starr?
Well, I will go on auditions, or I'll do, if I'm booked on a job, I'll do my job. And right now, I've been wrestling every night, so I'm always stuck in traffic because it's really far away. That's taking up a lot of my time there and back. But, yeah, pretty much everyday wrestling, auditions, my day-to-day things, and, you know, I go for my runs and all that good stuff.
So you're in Hollywood?
Yes.
So you have the typical Hollywood house and the pool and...
No.
No mansion out there?
No, it's a mini mansion. I'm just kidding. No, it's not what, I don't know, I guess everybody thinks LA. When I was first started doing like TV and movies, and I would see things on TV like Baywatch, or there was this other thing called Pacific Blue, and I was like, man, everybody looks really good in Malibu or looks really good in Venice. I need to go out there more. And then I was a stunt double on Baywatch, and I got hired, and I was like, oh, cool. And so we were filming in the water at Venice, and I was looking around, and I'm like, this doesn't look like anything that's ever on Baywatch. And then I realized, like, every single person that's in the background is an extra that they hired. And I'm like, the people that are walking around Venice do not look like any of these people. But all the time, I thought, like, TV, they would film actual people walking down the road. Like, I didn't realize that hundreds of people are extras, and that people don't really look or act like that in LA, and LA is actually pretty normal.
You're doing the auditions, and, you know, you model acting. What would be kind of like your ideal role, your ideal acting project, or what kind of role would you like to play?
I would like to be on some sort of sitcom and a comedy role. So I would like to be a regular on a comedy show.
And of course, you studied acting, correct?
Yes, I still do. I go to really good acting. That also takes up my time because I go to acting class, and just getting anywhere in LA is a lot of traffic and takes a lot of time.
Yeah, so, I can imagine.
Yeah, so I do that, and I love it. But you know, right now I'm more concerned about the wrestling, and that's what I'm kind of, you know, I want to put all my eggs into wrestling, all my eggs in the basket.
So if WOW doesn't take off, you'd be interested in maybe going to one of the other companies then at some point?
Oh, perhaps, but I'm pretty positive that this is going to take off. And, you know, WOW is my first thing that I was on in wrestling, so that's my, like, love, and, you know, that's who I'm loyal to. So
I think you mentioned that Santana Garrett and Amber O'Neill are the women tag team champions. We actually posted a picture of them as the tag team champions, and of course we have done interviews with both of them that you can check out in our audio archives. So talk about the new roster. Obviously there's some coming back from the original series, but for those that are going to be checking out the show and maybe attending the show in Las Vegas, give us a little preview who we might see now.
Okay, well, Amber and Santana, who are very talented, we have them. We have Frost. She's very athletic. We have a girl named Fire. She's like a rock star. And we've got the Bully Busters and their tag team, and they're really cute and athletic. And there's just so many. I can't even think of everybody right now. I'm like,
yeah, I think that's one of the problems too, is you have a real deep roster and you only have, what, an hour show each week?
Yeah. That's the thing, though. We have, I think in old WoW there was like 40 people, and I think this time there's a lot less. And but it just still seems like so many. I can't believe we had so many before. Like, if this seems like a lot of people. But there's a lot of really good, athletic, talented girls. That's awesome. And there's a girl named Azucar. She's a masked wrestler, like a lucha. She's very cool. There's a lot of interesting characters.
No, along with
for everyone.
You know, you're talking about doing like wrestling related things. Do you also like do like wrestling conventions and things and make appearances? And
I haven't done any wrestling conventions, but I would love to. Like, that would be right up my alley, because I'm, you know, I love wrestling. I mean, I've been at different conventions. Like, one time I was at one and the Iron Sheik was there, and I was like, oh my God, it's the Iron Sheik. And, you know, I'm with a bunch of models because we're working for a clothing line, and they're like, what? Who? And I'm like, I gotta go get his autograph. And they're like, what? Like, you know, girls that don't know anything about wrestling. And they're like, what is she doing? I'm like, oh my God, this is really exciting. So I would be totally into it because I'm such a huge fan.
Iron Sheik is a character.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I need to follow him on Twitter because I've seen some of the things that people retweet that he posts, and he's hysterical.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the original Sheik, though. I think there might be somebody just being him.
Is it?
Different.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think it's the original Iron Sheik.
Oh, pretty funny.
I think it's somebody talking like the Iron Sheik.
Oh, then I won't follow that person.
with a lot of colorful language, you know.
Oh.
So you were talking that you were a wrestling fan growing up. I just wonder who were some of like, your favorite wrestlers when you were a kid.
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. I mean, I'm a huge Chris Jericho fan. I really liked the Hardy Boys. But mostly the Hart Foundation, Rock and Roll Express, you know, those were like the kind of wrestlers and who I liked back then. Ultimate Warrior. And then like for girls, I really, you know, like Sable and Sunny.
Yeah, we just did an interview with Matt Hardy just a short time ago, so
awesome.
Check those out.
I will.
Check that out at girlwick.net, a cheap plug for the website as well. I wonder, you know, you being a wrestling fan, do you watch like WWE or TNA, the kind of
right now?
Currently going on? Yeah, like the current products?
I haven't watched. No, I haven't watched in months. I've been way too busy. I don't even turn my TV on. I have to, like, TiVo, you know, The Walking Dead, and that's all I have time to watch. Yeah, ever since I started wrestling again and doing all my other stuff, I have no time for anything. I really miss TV. I did actually go to, there's a thing in LA, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, it's called Lucha Vavoom.
Yes, I have heard of it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I went to that on Valentine's Day and it was hysterical. It was like, the wrestling was awesome, like Joey Ryan is in that, and those, they're really good. And so that's all the wrestling I've watched lately that's not have anything to do with WoW.
We're kind of bouncing around a little bit because we're getting some questions from our Twitter page as well. And somebody wanted to know about, is there a new girl in WoW named Jody?
No, I think they might be referring, there was a fitness girl that came, and I don't know what happened to her, but that's the only person I can remember named Jody. And I did see her, a girl named Jody, originally during practice. And but I haven't seen her in a long time, so I don't think so.
Okay. What does your diet and exercise program look like? Are you, high protein, low carb?
Yes.
You have a different. Yeah.
I have been on since 2004. I'm like on that. I do Atkins basically. I mean,
okay.
I'm a huge dessert fan. So I figure if I can eat clean, like my Atkins diet, then I have room to eat desserts, you know, a couple of times a week, because that's just my thing. So I do very low carb, lots of protein, and then I can afford to have some desserts every couple of, you know, few days. And I hike and I run. And actually, since wrestling has started again, I haven't been running like I have, and I probably haven't gone in 3 weeks, and I went 2 days ago and went for like a 4 mile run, and I'm really sore today, and I'm like, I can't believe that it's only been 3 weeks, and then that run made me sore, and I went hiking yesterday, so I'm pretty sore.
So you handle your whole diet and exercise? You don't have like a personal trainer or anything coming along?
No.
Whipping you? Yeah.
No.
To yell at you and say, you can't eat that Twinkie now. Put that Twinkie.
No way, because that would be just one more thing I'd have to drive to and be stuck in traffic and go meet my trainer. And I'm like, yeah, forget it. I'll run around the mountains by my house.
Might have to put my personal trainer in a headlock and say, I'm going to have that Twinkie. I don't care what you
Yeah. Well, there's no
I'm gonna have
I can't
that,
find Twinkies anymore.
I was just thinking, Twinkies, I think, obviously Hostess went under,
yeah.
But there's all kinds of junk food out there. You
know, yeah, I know. I
scoop of ice cream or a hot fudge sundae or whatever the current craving is. So,
yeah.
Chocolate cake.
I would never buy any of that stuff for my house. Like, I don't have anything in my house that's bad. But if I'm out at a restaurant and there looks like a really good dessert on that menu, like, I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to deprive myself.
You're not a calorie counter, are you?
I try and keep it in a range. Like, mentally, every day, I'll, like, you know, try and add it up. I don't want to go crazy. Because once you go over a certain amount, it's hard to get back.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there thinking, oh, I have, what, 1,300 or 1,300, and that's what it would be 500 more, and that would be 1,800, and...
Yeah.
Well, that's an extra couple miles on the hike. And,
exactly.
You know. So what are your interests away from Lana Starr? What are your interests in personal life?
In personal, I do enjoy going to my acting classes, and I love hiking and running and girl things like shopping. I don't know. I like to go see live music. I'm a big fan of music. So I'll go to a lot of concerts when I have the time. I feel like I never have time, though. That's my thing. It's music and working out.
Now, somebody's not familiar with you, where could they see you? Like TV shows, music videos, they want to check you out. Where could they find some of your previous work?
Well, if you go to my website, which is www.absolutelana.com, there's a pretty up-to-date list. I mean, it might not be that up-to-date, but I will update it. A list of things I've done, so you could probably look those up. And I have a lot of the different things on my website. And then I also have my Twitter that I just started, which is Twitter Real Lana Star. And I'll probably update things on there when they come up. And I have a Facebook, it's Facebook Wow Lana, and I'll put things on there too. So if you go to any of those, you'll be able to see things I've done or things I'm going to do.
What are your current goals from here, either wrestling or on the personal or professional side?
Well, I would like, my goals are to remain the WOW champion and keep wrestling. And I just want to have a happy, good life, get, you know, do more acting and just keep everything going and see what happens.
Maybe someday have the Lana Star Show.
Yeah, I would,
special
would,
guest and things of that nature.
I would like to have the Lana Star Show as a special guest. But I kind of, I work with a lot of lingerie companies, and so I'm interested in doing my own line. I've been talking to one of them about it, so I might start working on that if I can get some more time. So I would like to have my own lingerie line out, too.
What are your current measurements?
I think I'm probably like 36, 24,
25, 34. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very impressive.
I haven't measured myself lately, but I think that's about it.
Want to plug once again, you're going to be appearing March the 9th for Women of Wrestling, the new set of tapings. How many shows are they going to tape at that time, you know?
At least two, maybe more.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. It could be three, but I'm positive at least two.
So it's the East Side Canary Casino and Hotel, March the 9th. They can get tickets through Women of Wrestling website, which is WOWE.com. And before we wrap up with you, plug again. I know you just did it before, but plug your website, the Twitter, the Facebook, and anything else you want to plug, any appearances that you might be making or where people can check you out.
Okay, my website is absolutelana.com. My Facebook is WowLana, and my Twitter is RealLanaStar. And also, if you're going to buy tickets, you can use the code WOWGIRLS13, and it'll give you $10 off of tickets.
Oh, cool. So you can get a discount just by listening to this interview today.
Yes. Bonus.
I tell you, one of the superheroes on the website, this Lady London, I first went to the website the other day, and I looked at it, and I thought, is that Mickie James? And I looked closer, Miss Lady London looks a lot like Mickie James. I don't know if anybody's made that note before. Or...
No, not that I heard of. I don't know.
It's just me, but if people want to see what I'm talking about, go to WOWE.com. Check out Lady London. I think she was on the front page, and if not, she's on the superheroes page. She kind of looks a little bit like Mickie James now in TNA, so if people want to check that out, so you can do so. Well, Lana, I appreciate your time today. This has been a really fun interview. You're a very interesting person, very attractive, very beautiful. And we wish you a lot of luck with the Women of Wrestling. We'll definitely be watching, and we'll be hopefully hearing about other projects and modeling opportunities that you'll be involved in the future.
Thank you. Sounds good.